Okay, today's daf is daf tes. So we got to the very last two lines of Ches and Beis. The Gemara I've been talking about, if a woman had given birth to ruach, to wind or something, or to she had a mapel, she had miscarriage. So the din was whether that was a din of a leda or not a leda. And the Gemara concluded that it was considered a leda. So the Gemara asks the question, last two lines of Ches and Beis were mini. Kashas shnayim or shlishi. Let's say she was having a labor pains, what she thought was labor pains for 2 or 3 days, and she also saw dam, and hipila ruach oh kol davar sheina shakayama, and some air came out, or some vlad that wasn't shakayama, harezo yolad is bezov, so that's considered yolad is bezov, and the 3 days of seeing dam before giving birth to whatever she gave birth to rendered her a zov, and now she's a zov, and she did yolad this as well, and Rashi points out, now we mentioned this the other day, she has to. And now that she's a Zav, she needs Shiva Nikim, and they have to bring a carbon Yoledis and a carbon Zava. Fine. So Gemara asks the question, now, Vi Amrit, you're going to say, Leida Mal Yasahi. When a woman gives birth to Ruach, she gives birth to a Davar Shein of Shakayama, that qualifies as a Leida. So then the 3 days prior, the Koshi Samech Leida Rachmanatare. We know that we assume a woman could have labor pains for 3 days. So all the blood leading up to a Leida, those 3 days are not considered Zava. That's just part of the process of Leida. So if she gave birth to a Davar Shekayama, Ben Kayama, everyone agrees the 3 days prior to the birth is not a Zava. That's part of the Leda. So now if we're assuming that a woman who gives birth to Ruach or Davar Shein Shekayama is also called a Leda, so the 3 days prior should also be part of the Leda process. It shouldn't render her a Zava. So Gemara says, Amar Rapapi. Rapapi says, Hanach Me'esh La'esh. The Rabbanan. Leave aside the discussion of meislates. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Rapapi, I'm a Rapapi, in Vadai Lav Leda. Really, it's not a Leda. Aval Le'inin Daya Shaita Chashiv Vlad De Me'es Le'es The Rabbanan. So really, Midirais, it's not a Vlad, and that's why the 3 days prior of seeing Dam, it does render her a Zava. But the discussion on Yeshay Zaf, the end of that, I should have repeated, but we discussed yesterday, that was regarding Me'es Le'es, and we only viewed it as a Vlad and the Din Dirabanan. But really, Mikar Din, it's not really a Vlad. That's Rapapi's answer. Rapapa, on the other hand, Rapapa answers, Rapapa Amar, Midehu Time, does that really make sense? Is that really what's based on? Ella, we'll just read the Gemara, then we'll look at Rashi to explain this. Really, Ella Mishum Derosha Kavidala Vevarea Kvedimala. Because her head is heavy, her arms are heavy, there's something about her body's changing. Hachanami Rosha Vevarea Kvedimala. Here as well, her head is, she has a headache, her body bothers her. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? And Papa Amar, Apa Gav De La Vladhu, even though it's not really a Vlad, the din is Filhachi Dayashaita. Remember, we said before that one of the four ladies who are Dayashaita is a Muberis. And Muberis is Dayashaita. Anyone who's not Muberis is a Mafreya Meisles. So now, if what's the status of a woman who's pregnant with Ruach, whatever that means, or is pregnant with a Vlad Shein Shekayama, that's not called a Muberis. So Rashi says, you're right, it's not a Muberis, but Lagabi the Din of Dayashaita, it's sufficient ground, even though she's not really Muberis, it's still sufficient grounds to be Dayashaita. Why? Because the whole reason of Dayashaita is not because she's pregnant with a fetus or not. That's not really what it's about. It's all about some physical change that's happening to her body. Now, since she's so weak, that impacts the blood flow, and that's the reason, that's the underlying reason. So Rashi explains here, the time of the Muberis Dayashaita, the reason why Muberis in general is only Dayashaita, Rishim Derosha Bevarea Kvedim Machmas Choli, because she's ill, she's sick. Not because, again, not because she has actually a fetus inside. Muberis is just a simon that her head is Rosha Kaved and Evara Kavedim. But if you have another case where there's a choli that is going to also have the same symptoms, so then Lefikach the Mem Musulakim, the blood is no longer there. Hilkach B'Royon Sheruach, if she's pregnant with Ruach, again, whatever that means, Nami Rosha Vevara Kavedim. And in theory, there could be another instance where a woman cannot be Muberis at all, but she could be some type of choli, and it could remove any of the Dam that would also perhaps render a Dayashaita. So that's how Rapapa explains what's going on. So the Gemara now asks the question, Bai Mine Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiya asks Rabbi Zera the following shaila. He wants to know that Rasa V'achar Kach Hukar Ubra Mahu. So what's it then? Let's say she sees Dam. She doesn't know she's pregnant. So she's blood. And then let's say immediately after seeing Dam, she says, wait a second, I'm pregnant. She found out she's pregnant. So what's the din? Mahu. Kaven de be'idna de chazai lo hukar ubra mitame. Since when she saw it at 9 a.m. in the morning, at that moment, she did not have, she wasn't aware she was mu'beres, and therefore she should not be dayashaita, it should be really the mafreya meisleis. Oduma came to samach la chazai lo mitame, or perhaps since 9:01 she recognized she was mu'beres, that's close enough and to tell us that the blood she saw 1 minute ago was really dayashaita, that she was mu'beres 1 minute ago as well. It's not so much about the awareness, it's more about the reality, and therefore that's the topic Rabbi Yirmiyah posed to Rabbi Zeira. So Amrlei, Rabbi Zeira says to Rabbi Yirmiyah in response, Midhu Taima, is this really the reason? The reason is El Mishum de Rosha covered Allah Bevara Kvedim Allah. The inna de Chazai Ein Rosha covered Allah Vein Evara Kvedim Allah. At 9 a.m. she wasn't where she was pregnant. She didn't take a pregnancy test. The way the body felt. Now, back then, the way the Gemara described it, it seemed like there's a lot of changes. For example, the Gemara talks about one of the requirements to render a woman in need, the Midrash, is hargasha. She has to have a hargasha. Nowadays, you ask women, they don't feel hargasha. They don't have this sensation of damida. They're not aware unless they actually see dam. So something has changed with the sensitivity to the body, it seems, over time. So now, how does a woman know she's pregnant? Well, usually when she takes a pregnancy test. Now, let's say they didn't have pregnancy tests, so then over time, either they see their stomach, getting larger, or something about their body begins to change, where they sense something about the head, the arms. So at 9 a.m., since she was unaware, meaning she didn't feel the changes in the body, that means the blood, the lack of blood, or the seeing of blood, wasn't related at all to the pregnancy, even though she was pregnant, but the body wasn't changing just yet. And therefore, since at 9 a.m. she didn't feel the Rosha Kaved and the Evarea Kvedim, therefore the Dam was not, and she wasn't considered a Muberish Lagabi de Shalacha, and she would be Me'eslais. Ask the Gemara now, Bai Minei Hahu Saba. A certain elderly man asked me, Rabbi Yochanan, Higi Eis Vesta Bimei Ibura. So a woman establishes a vesta. So she sees every, today is the Gimel of Cheshvan. So let's say she sees every Gimel of the month. But now she's a Muberes. So now she's pregnant, and she comes the third of the month. What's the din? Does she have to take on the dinim of a vesta? The din of a vesta is that husband and wife can't be with each other during that Shas vesta. And also she has to do a bedika. So let's say the vesta came, v'lo barka, and she didn't check herself. So mahu, what's the din here? So what's the din? What's the question? So the Gemara explains further. The question I'm asking, he elaborates, is according to the one who holds that vestos deraisa, that vestos deraisa, which means whenever she has the day where she's expected to see, she must do a bedik. We'll look at Rashi just a moment on that. So the din is my what's halacha? Do we say kaven de vestos deraisa by bedika? Since the vestos is deraisa, even though she's a muberes, but the din deraisa overrides the assumption of her being a muberes, and she would have to do bedika. And since she didn't do bedika, everything she came into contact with would be tamei. Oh, Dilma, perhaps she should say, came into damei mesulak, and since the blood has been removed because she's mu'beres, even though vestos tell us their eyes, you must check, lo by bedika, she doesn't need bedika, and if she didn't do bedika, we could still assume that all the tyrus are tar. So that's the question. The Gemara says, Amar lei, the response back of Yochanan says, tinisu, there's a mishnah that tells us this is on Daf Lamites in the Masechta, Rabbi Meir Omer, im hayisa, if she's hidden somewhere in a cave, somewhere hidden, she's scared from some bandits. V'giyah shas vesta. Now she's hidden there, and it's the third of the month, and it's a shas vesta. So we assume she's tummy or not. The labatka, she didn't do a bedika, and she happened to come into contact with some tyros while she's hiding in a cave somewhere. Tower, we assume it's tower. How can we tell her? It's a shas vesta. The shas vesta. She didn't do bedika. You have to assume the worst case scenario. Everything should be tummy. So Gemara explains shecharada. We said above that pregnancy is one cause of removing the blood from the body. Harada, when a person is in such fear of their life, that also impacts how the body functions, and therefore we can assume there was no dam b'shas vesta. So the time adika harada. Now that's only because she was harada. She was really trembling. She was scared for her life. Haleka harada. But let's say there was no fear of any sort. V'giyah vesta v'labatka. But so only because she was hiding away and she was scared for life. But if she wasn't scared for life, and it was a regular case, she's in her house in the Shas Veset, and she didn't do Bedika, the implication is that Tamea, that she would become Tamea if she didn't do the Bedika, and any Tyros that she touched would be Tamea. Alma, Veset Deraisa. So it must be that, in fact, we could assume without a Bedika, all the Tyros are Tamea, must be the Vestos have a Din Deraisa. I should have said that the Machlokas will see several places when a woman has a Veset, is that a Din Deraisa or is that Din Dirbanan? That's Machlokas. And the question becomes, everyone agrees you have to do bedika l'chachila. But if you didn't do bedika, b'di'eved, will you say all the taros she came into contact with are going to be tamei? So if you assume that's their only derabanan, b'di'eved, it's fine. We don't contaminate the taros. But if you assume the requirement of vestas is a deraisa, so b'di'eved, she didn't do bedika and she touched taros, then they would become tamei. So here we see, we can learn from this case, that vestas a deraisa from the fact that we say shas veset, and she wasn't scared for her life, and she didn't do bedika, everything would become tamei. So Gemara says again, vestas deraisa, and kevan de'ika harada, since there is some fear for life, the mem musulakin velo by bedika, she doesn't need bedika, hachanami here as well, by the muberes case, we're going back to the question above, that woman's a muberes, and her shas veset came, and she didn't do bedika, they wanted to know above, so what's the status if she didn't do bedika on the veset during her pregnancy? So Gemara says, just like a case of a harada, a woman who's scared for life, the din would be, without a bedika, everything's fine because the harada removes the dam. Hachanami here as well, when a woman's a muberes, the meh musulak and the blood is removed from the body, it leaves the body, and lo bar bedika, you do not require bedika, and therefore everything would remain tahor.
How do we know that the case of the mechabe is specifically midrash? It could be midrash, and
no, we wouldn't say. No, because the implication is if she wasn't scared for her life, then everything would become tamei. Only because she's harada, everything's tamei.
It could be tamei
midirabanan. No, we wouldn't say midirabanan. We wouldn't render everything bidyeved tamei. When it comes to tuma, Gemara says
anything that's tuma midirabanan bidyeved is tahor.
Anything that is tuma, no, not that tuma is derabanan. The requirement of the checking, the veset is derabanan. The Gemara says tuma lo mafshina. We don't try to expand tuma. We don't want to, So if the
it would be the rabbanan after the man of the vest of the eved, it would
still be tahor. Exactly. We're not going to.
The fact that the
we're saying it's tame must be that it's a deraisa. It's serious.
It's tame. It's just saying that it's just specifically counting on a case that she was mechaber.
Right, but if she wasn't scared,
right, that's the limit from it. That exactly.
So then the Gemara says, "May Nika Achatigma." So let's say you have, this is the case in the Mishnah, a woman, one of the four women that we've been speaking about is a woman who's nursing, so she has a din of Dayashaita until she weans her child, or the child is given over to a wet nurse, or to the child, or the child were to die. So the Gemara says, Tanya Rabban, the Braisa tells us that May Nika, a woman who's nursing, Shemeit Bana, the child dies, Besoch Esim Varba Chodesh, within 24 hours, Harei he kichol hanashim. She has a din of every other woman, which would mean that she has to she's not die shait anymore. It's going to be meisleis. So then the Gemara says matami meisleis umakidu makida, all the same din of a regular woman. But if she goes nursing her child 4 or 5 years, the child's really old and the child's still nursing, die shaita. Divi Rebbe Meir. So then it would be Dayashaita. It's all dependent on if Lamaisa she's nursing or not nursing. That's what it's dependent on. So if she's nursing for 2 weeks, so then she's only Dayashaita for 2 weeks. If she's nursing for 15 years, then Dayashaita for 15 years. So then the Gemara says, that's all she does, Rebbe Meir. The Rebbe Huda, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Shimon Omrim, they all say, Dayashaita kol esim varba chodesh, all 24 months, the first 2 years. Sound like, regardless of whether or not she's nursing or not nursing. So even if she stops nursing, she still has 24 months of dayashaita. And let's say she's been nursing for 5 years, that it doesn't work. It only works up until 2 years, rather, no more than that. So the Gemara says, based on these two statements, lafikach, im ha'yisami nikasa arba v'chamishan, if she goes on to nurse, according to the second opinion, for 4 or 5 years, mitamim eichleis, there's a threshold of 2 years. Umitkido lakida. So the Gemara says now, so what's the underlying reason of Rabbi Meir versus that of Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara says, it comes out is, Kishatim Salomar Ledivri Rabbi Meir. The understanding of Rabbi Meir is that Dam Nekar V'Nasa Chalof. That the way it works, the Gemara mentioned this in several places, the blood now almost turns itself into milk. So as long as she's nursing, there's no blood. The blood transforms into milk. So whatever part of the body is creating the blood, it transmits itself to milk. So if she's only nursing for 2 weeks, so if she stops nursing, there's no chalav, then the blood becomes blood. Now if she's nursing for 15 years, so the blood's not there because everything, the same elements are turning to milk or blood. It's either milk or blood. Now this, by the way, what they use in understanding the machshava, in understanding the difference, the connection of Pesach to Shavuos. Pesach is a time of blood, dam. It's dam bris and dam Pesach. And over the 49 weeks, it's supposed to be the process of the pregnancy, of the nursing, where Yeshua is about chalav, turning into milk. So the dam nekar, the dam is transformed into milk. So as long as she's nursing, so there's no blood to speak of. That could last for as short as you want or as long as you want. That's the underlying reason for Rabbi Meir. But according to Ladivi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, who hold no, there's 2 years in Zehu. So Evarea misparkin ve nafsha chazeret ad esim ve'arba chodesh. We know, of course, there's postpartum. There's a big process in going through pregnancy and the recovery as well. So the body goes through a lot of changes. So nothing to do with the blood transforming into milk. Just the body physically is different, and it takes 2 years for the body to get back on track. It takes 2 years, and therefore, regardless of whether she's nursing or not nursing, or she's nursing for so long, it's nothing to do with the chalav. It has everything to do with the body of recovering from the pregnancy and labor. So 2 years is the din. The Gemara says, Lefikach to Rabbi Meir Lamali. So why did the Gemara have to say Lefikach? We understood that therefore, from Rabbi Meir, that was understood. Rabbi Meir again holds that you have, he said, that as long as you're nursing a child, so then it's there's no need. It's daishaita. So the Gemara says, oh, Lefikach, 4 or 5 years. The 4 or 5 years would have been obvious. Why tell me the Lefikach? So the Gemaras don't waste their breath on that which is obvious. So the Gemara says, you're right, but Mishum Lefikach to Riyosi. They used Lefikach simply to set it up to teach you Lefikach of Rabbi Yossi. So what was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi? Lefikach of Rabbi Yossi Lamli. Rabbi Yossi, the Lefikach, the Gemara had said before, that he says, Moberis is, Menekis rather, is dying Shaita for 24 months. And we said, Lefikach, therefore, one who nurses for more than that 2 years is going to be Meisleis. So that's also obvious. What was the Chiddush? So Gemara explains, Mal the same, what would you have thought for Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi Tarti Ishli, maybe he requires two things. You require, if you look at Rashi, that you need both the Dam Nekar and also a Vara Misparkin, that the blood transforms into milk, and you also need a Vara Misparkin. But let's say a child were to die within a year, so there's no longer Chalav, there's no more nursing going on, so maybe then that the woman should be Meisleis. Kamashalon, that no, Rabbi Yossi is all about the Evarim Misparkin, nothing to do with Chalav at all. And therefore, even though the woman's not nursing at all, she still has a full 2 years until the body gets back to her system to be Daishaita.
Wouldn't you say the other way around, that should mean that it's not Daishaita? Because once everything is messed up, you should be much more concerned that it happened earlier. Meaning, if somebody has the best test, it makes sense that you don't have to commit.
No, it's hard to understand this because I don't know, but let's assume just to entertain this, right? But let's understand entertain this just for a moment.
Right.
So women are very scheduled. The bodies are very scheduled.
Right.
So when the body is broken up, it's messed up. So the whole system is broken up.
And
so
we're just makel because it's not a fact. We're just makel because it's broken up.
I don't think it's makel. They understood it. No, they understood this what took place. Now I don't know how to explain this, but they understood that the body is.
But if the body is broken, then you have to assume it could have happened earlier. Bethed is much more guaranteed.
No, they understood that the dam apparently was a result of the body being in the system, and I don't know. Okay, Gemara Nami Hachi. The Brisa says. Dam nekar v'nasa chalav. The blood turns into milk. Divi Rabbi Meir, like we said above, and Rabbi Yossi Omer Eivarea Mifsparkim v'ein nafsha chazeret ala ad esim v'arba chodesh. Just like we suggest above, this is clear in this brayse as well. So Amar Rabbi Elai, my time at Rabbi Meir. What was the reason? What's his basis? In other words, how does he know it's based on dam nekar v'nasa chalav? So quote the pasuk appears in Eov. It says zichlim mitain tower mitame lo echad. So what does that mean? So who's the one who turns tower, chalav, into tummy, into dam? Who turns milk into blood and blood into milk? Is it not the one, Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's it's read in the Bitmiya, says Rashi, in a question form. So we see that the tummy turns into tower, which is, or tower turns into tummy, that's the dam neck of an asachal. And then the Gemara says, Rabbanan, what's their basis? So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, says, Zo shechazera shutame v'adam hanotzer mimenu tar. It's not referring to dam, nekar, v'nasa chalav. Chalav is referring to a different case. The shechazera, which in general is tame, even though it's something that's from a tame person, has the ability to create a human, which itself is tar, and nothing to do with this din of dam, nekar, v'nasa chalav. Rabbi Eliezer omer, Elu yimei hanida shemaza umazin alav tahor v'nogei tame. Not Yimei nida as in the woman who's damida, nida in terms of, we refer to the paraduma as nida as well. So it's referring to the mei nida, the waters of nida, which means the mei chatas of a paraduma that's sprinkled on. So you sprinkle on one person, that person becomes tower, but the one who sprinkled becomes, the one who touches it becomes tame. Right? That's the paraduma, is a strange thing that makes that who is tame tower and tower is tame. So it's referring to, again, the guy who sprinkles on the one who's tower, but the one who touches the mei nida becomes tame. That's what the pasuk is referencing, and again, nothing to do with dam, nekar, vinasa, chalav. So Gemara now, with this last point, a bit of a side issue about how paraduma works. The Gemara says, umazet tahor, and really true, the person who sprinkles, he remains tahor, and when he sprinkles the paraduma, v'aktiv, doesn't the pasuk tell us? Tells us in Parshas Chukas, it says, umazet meinida, you sprinkle the meinida, yichabit begadav. The guy who sprinkles is actually tameh, and he has to wash his clothing. He doesn't remain tahor. My maza nogea. No, when it says in the pasuk maza, it really means the nogea. The guy who touches the water, he becomes tamei. But a guy who just holds it in a kli and sprinkles, that guy remains tamei. But haksim maza. How could you say maza means nogea? It says in the pasuk maza. Maza sprinkle is very different than touching. Haksim nogea, but doesn't it also say nogea in the pasuk? The pasuk says umaza me'anida yichabis begadav va nogea be'me'anida yitamei ad ha'arav. So it says two different things there. It says both maza and nogea in the pasuk. So you can't say maza also means no geya. So it's very strange what's going on here. Elamai, maza, what's maza mean? No say. Doesn't mean the guy who's actually sprinkling. It means the guy who's carrying it. The guy who's transporting the paraduma waters, that guy is tamei. So lichtov no say. So why doesn't the pasuk be clear and say the no say? The no say is tamei mechavis begadav. Why say maza and throw it off? Kamashvalan, the ad dari kishir hazah. So in order to be tamei, one who carries the paraduma waters, he has to be carrying a shear, an amount that's necessary for the hazah. Not that he's doing a hazah, he's just transporting, but he's transporting that which is used, the shear for hazah. So anichama number, that makes sense, hazah, shichal shear. That only makes sense if you require taka shear for hazah. So if you require a certain amount to do hazah, so then this makes sense, you have to carry a shear of hazah to have the din of yichabit begadah. But el mandamer ain't shichashir, Michael Neymar. There is an opinion that you could sprinkle even the smallest amount of water, and that's enough for paraduma. You don't need a shear. So then what's the din of mazah in the pasuk if it's really referring to a nose? So Gemara says, honey mila agava de gavra. Agava de gavra, when you say you don't need a shear, that means how much falls on the guy. Only even a tiny drop is sufficient to make the guy tell her. About bimana being a shear, but the kli that you're using to throw, it has to start with a shear, and how much gets on the guy, that's the kol shu. But it has to certainly start with a shear of hazah, and that everyone agrees to, so therefore if a guy transports a kli with a shear of hazah, he would have the din of yichavit begadav. Kitetzan, the Mishnah tells us, kami yehe b'mayim v'yeban kidei hazah, how much of water should be there should be sufficient to make hazah. Kidei shu yitbol rasha givolin v'yazah, that enough to stick the different, what do they call it, hits of trees and stuff, the different branches in to dip it in, enough to catch on and to sprinkle it. So you see clearly in the kli, you require a shear. Behind the damer Shlomo, and that's what Shlomo said in the pasuk in Koheles, he explains, I don't understand how paraduma works. It says, b'chachma marti, amarti ech kama vi rechokim imenu. I wanted to understand paraduma, but it was too distant from me because the way paraduma works is almost backwards and everything's reversed of each other, and that's a challenge. So either way, this is what the pasuk in Iyov was referring to according to Rabbi Eliezer.
So, when it says hamaze,
it's talking about nosei, a guy who's carrying it.
Carrying.
Yeah.
And the reason it doesn't say nosei is why?
Because they wanted to tell me only if a guy's nosei, a shear of hazah. But if a guy's maz, a guy doesn't move. I'm giving the clean, I'm doing the sprinkling, that maz, that guy remains tough. Yeah. Okay, Gemara now says, last three lines here in Daf Tesam and Aleph, Eza, who's a Kena, so who's defined as a Zakena? So Gemara explains, anyone kol she'avru aleh shalosh onas samach l'ziknas. Anyone who three periods have passed and she hasn't seen dam close to the an old age. So the Gemara says, heichi dami samach l'ziknas. So how do you define old age? A 20-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 70-year-old? So Amar Rav Yehuda kol she'chavru aleh omros aleh zakenahi. Everyone who says, she's old. That's it. Okay, you talk to your friends, is she considered old or not? And they'll tell you. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's slightly different. He says, kol she'koren la ima ima. Everyone who calls her mommy, mommy, ima, ima. Now, usually only the children call ima, but sometimes you go into a house and you call your friends bubby, bubby. So she's not my bubby, but everyone, she's a bubby. So you call her mommy, whatever. So ima, I only really means mother, really probably means a bubby. So grandmother. So you call her grandma, that's how it works. So once everyone calls her grandma and she's not embarrassed, So that's how you know she's a zakena. It's not a real definition, but fine. So Gemara then says, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shmuel, bar Rav Yitzchak, chad amar kol sheinu makbedes. One is anyone who doesn't care. She's not makbedes. You know, there's, I remember some homes, you call her like Mrs. Whoever. They don't call me Mrs., call me my first name. So if she's like makbedes, you call her like an old grandma. Don't call me Bubby, I'm not that old. So then if she's ainu makbedes, call me Bubby, it's fine. That's the definition. And chad amar kol sheinu boshe, anyone who's not embarrassed. So my benayu, sounds very similar. Not makbed, not embarrassed. So Gemara says, an afkamina is, ikka benayu, boshe of ainu makbedes. I mean, some people you'll call Bobby, they'll be embarrassed, but they won't say, don't call me Bobby. So some, anyone who calls you, don't call me Bobby, I'm Makpedes. So then that's certainly, she doesn't qualify as a Zakena. But if she's embarrassed and not Makped, she won't say anything, but she's uncomfortable, she turns red, she blushes. So that's Busha, so that, but she's not Makped, that would be Zakena according to one opinion. But the other opinion says, no, she's still embarrassed. It's not until she gets a little bit older where she's not embarrassed that you call her Bubby, that's when she's called a Zakena. So there's slightly different definitions. So Gemara now wants to know, so once she reaches that age, we said three onos pass, she doesn't see Dam, so moving forward, if she were to see Dam, it's Dai Shaita. So Kama Ona, how do you define an Ona? What's a Zman we speak of? So Amar Reish Lakish, Mishim Rabbi Yehuda, Nisiya, Ona Benis. An average Ona, what's an average Ona? Shloshim Yom, 30 days is a typical cycle of a woman. So if three of those pass, meaning 90 days pass, and she doesn't see Dam Nida, moving forward, she'd only be Dai Shaita. So Rav Amar, Rav says, Rav Chista, Eshim Yom, 20 days. Straight, where 20 days come from? Below, please, the Gemara says, there's no Machlokas. They're really both agreeing it's really 30 days. So why does Rav Chista say 20 days? So Mar, Kachashiv, Yimei Tuma, V'Yimei Tara, Mar, Lo Chashiv, Yimei Tuma. So one includes even the Yimei Tuma, and one includes only Yimei Tara. Now, what do you mean? Yimei Tuma, or, you know, where do you get 10 days? Meaning 10 days of Tuma. If you look at Rashi for a explanation, it's a strange explanation. Tosa says it differently, though. So Tosa, Rashi writes, first top line here, Yimei Tuma v'Yimei Tara, the days of Tuma and the days of Tara, that adds to 30 days. Miriya of Adriya, from seeing to seeing, it's Shloshim Yom, 30 days of average cycle. Yimei Tuma is Esara, 10 days of Tuma. Where 10 days of Tuma? Shiva Lenida v'Shlosha Leziva v'Esim Yimei Tara. So again, the way things work now worked very differently back then. Apparently, according to Rashi's understanding, women were to see blood 10 days in a row. 7 days during Nida, and then 3 days into her days where she wasn't expected to see, which would mean that she's going to be considered a Zava Gadol every single time. What happens is, she's expected to see every, to make it easy, the Aleph of the month. So she sees Nida for 7 days. Now, typically women now, they see between 4 and 5 days, maybe 6 days. 7 days was apparently back then normal. So she sees 7 days of Dam Nida, that was normal, and then after 7 days it turns into Yimei Zava, days where she's not expected to see, but it was typical to see 3 days into the Yimei Ziva, so now she's a Zava Gadola, and she now needs to get counts Shiva Nakim and stuff. But either way, there are 10 days of Tumah and 20 days of Tara, that's why he explains like this. And look at Tosis.
But Shiva Nakim would be really 17 days of Tumah, no?
No, because she's not seeing, even though she's Tameh, but she's not seeing blood. Right. So look at Tosa. Tosa writes, and the second Tosa is down here in Testament Beis, he says, Yimei Tumah v'Yimei Tara, Perish Rashi, Shivas Yimei Nidos v'Shlosh Yimei Ziva, Ach Ktas Dochef. It's very strange to say this. The Kari Le'echad Asar Yom Yimei Tumah, it's called the 11 Days Tumah, L'Kama Nami, Perak V'Nos Kusim, Kol Yiraf Yom B'Cheskes Tara, the Kari Nami, Kari Le'e Below Eis Nidcha. So therefore he says, Rabbeinu Chana Garis Amar, Rav Amar Chitza Chaf Gimel, 23 days, not 20 days, but 23 days. They count only the days of Tara, so they were to see Tumah Nida for 7 days, and then there'd be 23 days of Tara. So that's their Rabbeinu Chana's Girsa. Back inside the Gemara now. For Nida nowadays, it's all Dindir Banan. Exactly. Yeah, okay. So then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, a Zakena Shavra Le Shalosh Onos. Let's say a woman were to have 3 onos pass, and she's an old lady and 3 onos pass, and then Rasa Daya Rasa, she sees blood after 90 days of becoming the age of, I don't know, let's say 70. So if she sees blood, she's a Daya Shaita. Let's say now, V'od Avruah Le Shalosh Onos, another 3 onos, another 90 days pass, Rasa Daya Rasa, she sees blood a second time now, Daya Shaita. V'od Avruah Le Shalosh Onos, now another 3 onos pass, another 90 days pass, Rasa da Rasa. She sees a third time, so now she's on a 90-day cycle, which happens when women get older, sometimes the cycle extends itself much further, and the cycles play games almost. So then, harehi kechol nashim. Now she's like every other woman who metama me'esh le'esh v'kida v'kida. She now is going back to, now her cycle just, it didn't end, it just changed to a much longer cycle of a 90-day period. So then the Gemara says, Lomi boy shekivna, not only, it's not only true if everything was exact, the amount of days exact, 90 in a row, Ela even if Pichsa of Osir, even if it was like slightly shorter, it went to 89 days, 88 days, or it was 90, 91, 92, they were slightly off, even in that scenario as well, the din would be, that would be, it would still be considered enough of a cycle to render her a me'es la'es. So the Gemara says, Afil Pichsa, Lomi boy kavna, even if it's less, and not kavana, adirabba. Ki kivna, kavlavesta, when she is exactly 90 days, that should be a woman who is a yeshla veset. Woman has a proper veset, she sees every third of the month, let's say, and here it's every 90 days. If it's exact, that dafka, it should be only daishaita. It shouldn't be meis leis if she has really a very calculated cycle. So the Gemara says, so v'chitema, if you're going to say rabbanan hi, the pligi aled Rabbi Dosa, maybe it's the sheet of the rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Dosa. It's only Rabbi Dosa who holds isha sheyesh leveset is only daishaita. The rabbanan said that even in isha sheyesh leveset, she's matamim meis leis, so maybe this is the rabbanan. The pligi aled Rabbi Dosa, damri isha sheyesh leveset matamim meis leis. So then, if that's the case, ibchami barle, it should have said differently. V'lema, it should have said, lo shepitzcha ve'osir, not only if this woman who's every 90 days, it's a little bit less, a little bit more, it's 90, 91, 92, 89, 88, even then, not only that case, is she metame meisleis, but ela filo kivna, even if it's exact 90, 99, even in that case, where there's a veset, it should be metame meisleis, if that's the chiddush here, according to Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, yeah, Tani, that's taka what it teaches here. Lo shepichsa ve'osira, ela filo kivna, even if it's exact 90 days, according to the Chachamim, even a woman who has a higia, rather, sheish leveset, it would still be metame me'esh leis.
As opposed to
Rabbi Dosa. Midos would say a woman sheish leveset would not be metame, exactly. And then the Gemara says, Ibai same, alternatively, we could explain this braisa to say, hachi kama. Lo shekivna, not only when it was exact 90, 90, 90, ela shepichsa ve'osira, even if it was off by a day here or a day there, about kivna kavla veset b'dayishaita the money Rabbi Dosa, meaning the way we're reading it is not that it's exact. If it's exact, yesh la veset Rabbi Dosa shita only dayishaita. But if this woman at the zakena sees 90, 91, 93, 88, then that's not all, and that's not a shas veset, and that woman would be after seeing three times would be tame mitame lemafreya me'etleis. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer kol shi isha shi avra levahulu. So what was it talking about? This goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah was telling us, Shita's Rabbi Eliezer, that any woman, regardless of the age, even a young woman who has 3 cycles passed, 3 months passed, and she doesn't see dam, she now graduates to a case of daishaita. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer, again, regardless of the age. So Gemara says, Tanya, Amar lehem Rabbi Eliezer, but also says to Chachamim, Maisa bariba achas, there was once a maisa with a particular young lady in the Hitlo, which is the name of the place, and she hipsika shalosh onus, and 3 periods have passed, and she didn't see any blood. They said, ah, the daishaita, because 3 periods have passed, she didn't see any dam. And this is a young girl, it's a Riva. Riva's a young girl, it's a Nara. So we see clearly I'm correct. That's based on the Pesach Halacha, Maisha Shehoya. So Amri Lo, the Chacham say back to Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Shas Dechak Raya. Don't bring me a Raya. That case was a Shas Dechak. So my Shas Dechak. What was the case there? So Gemara explained, Dikadami, Shnei B'tziros Haya, Havu, some say there was a famine, and since there was a famine, it would be an incredible Hefti Meruba that would take place from this, so they had to be Mekel, because we know the whole idea of, in general, Meisel Eis is only Dirabanan in the first place. So B'makom Hefti Meruba, we have many places throughout the Poskim. Rama writes as many places, for Hefti Meruba, we can be Mekel and a Din Dirabanan. So here as well, since the whole idea of Meisel Eis is Dirabanan, we could be Mekel by Hefti Meruba, since it was a Shnas B'tzores, which is a famine, very little food available, so even a little bit of food contaminated would be a Hefti Meruba. And Ikadami, others say no. Taros apish la vida v'chashir banan lehefte de taros. The other thing is taros, she was, not because she was dealing with a lot of taros, but because simply taros in general, we're just be very, very careful about. So there's a bit of some difference here in the gersos. But the Maharshkiz explains here, is it because it has some Aruba? Is that really the driving point here? Or is it because Taros, we're just more sensitive to Taros, we don't want to contaminate Taros unnecessarily? But either way, we see here that this was a case of Shas Tachak, and you can't bring me a Raya here to, in general, by a case of a young lady who stopped seeing for 3 months in a row. So Tanur Rabban of the Brisa now says, Ma'isa v'asa Rebbe ki Rebbe Eliezer, that a young girl at 3 months without a period would be rather daishaita. And la'ach shenitka, but after he had remembered, I made a mistake, but kadai hu Rebbe Eliezer lismoch ala b'shas tzachak. Even though Rebbe knows, in the end he realized that we shouldn't pass like Rebbe Eliezer, he initially passed like Rebbe Eliezer, but he said, I made a mistake, we don't pass like him, but in the end of the day, b'di'evit is fine, because kadai Rebbe Eliezer lismoch ala b'shas tzachak. So Gemara wants to know, we had this almost the same structure a few days ago. So my la'ach shenitka, what was it mean after he remembered what? What did he remember? If he remembers, you're going to say la'acha shenitzkar de'ein halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer l'k'Rabbanan. If it's that Rabbi realized that we pass like Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Eliezer, in that a young girl who doesn't see three onos, Rabbanan say she's still matame meisleis. So remember, we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So b'shas t'chak hechi avik kavasei. You can't pass like Rabbi Eliezer b'shas t'chak. We don't pass like him. I can't say, oh, it's a shas t'chak. I'll rely on beishama. We never hold a beishama. Beishama ain't a mishnei. So if we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer, you can't say, oh, b'shas tzachak, I could pull him out of the back pocket. It doesn't work that way. So what do you remember? Ella delo itmar hilchasa lo kamar lo kamar. Rabbi remember that there's no clear statement in the Gemara that we pass him like either Rabbi Eliezer or Rabban, which means it's a fair game. You could choose either one. But then, no, my lach shinska, but what did he remember? But then he remembered, he recalled the Gemara that said, lach shinitzka delav yachid palagale el rabin palagale. Rabbi Eliezer isn't arguing on another yachid. It wasn't an equal playing field. He was arguing on Rabbanan. And since it's a rabbim, yachid, rabbim, halachic rabbim, he remembered that the rabbim trumped the yachid, and therefore he made a mistake. But since it wasn't clear in the Gemara that we go against Rabbi Eliezer, it's kedai, amar kedai hu Rabbi Eliezer, lismach alav b'shas hadachak. Okay, we'll stop here. And I know it's a little early in terms of how far down the page, but tomorrow's daf is pretty short. So everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.